We're all very familiar with that heart space. I'm going to invite you to put your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your right and feel Mother Earth beneath us and Father Sky above us. The column of light connecting Mother Earth and Father Sky with the heart in the center. And then the threads of our hearts weaving together and spreading out further and further afield to create this beautiful fabric of oneness that reaches into all worlds, that enfolds Mother Earth like the spider woman weaving her web, web of light, web of hope, web of heart, touching all universes in all time, in all space. So we want to thank you for inviting us to speak with you, because without you, we cannot do anything. It is a circle. It is a unified field that you create when you come together in this way with all the realms of light, with all the angels, with the Devic kingdoms, with all life, because everything is connected. There is no Father God in the sky sitting on a cloud. The heart is the key to the essence of what we call God or the divine, the goddess, the creator, that is everything. All that is interconnectedness. And you are your link to that interconnectedness. And nothing can take that away from you. And so when you come together in circle, you are weaving the web of life tighter. You are allowing other aspects of that web to feel all the other aspects, for they have been separated through the mind and through the way in which everything works. There is a sacred geometry that weaves it all together, like the matrix of a crystal. Every atom and molecule is in its place within the order of all that is, and everything is in harmony. And so as you come together in circle with the young ones and the elders, it is just a recognition that in this moment, some have fewer years on this planet than others, but essentially we are all one. You are all connected through the heart. And there is no right and there is no wrong. There is no good or bad in the heart. Only the oneness. And so each one can let go of the story because it is past. And even though the past and the present and the future do not exist except in the moment, what is past is done. It is in the fire. It is in the despacho that you created. And now it is time for each one to create these circles in your own home, in your own heart, in your own community. For you have experienced the power of coming together in circle, like the cells of the body. The cells of the community are circles, where you bring together your friends and you say, I was at this beautiful gathering and my heart was opened and I felt safe. Let's create that with ourselves. Let's create this among ourselves. Maybe the women gather with their friends as women, and the men do the same with their men friends. And then they come together and they share what it is like to be a man in this world. And the women have no idea. And they share what it is like to be a woman, to not be able to walk safely in the streets. And the men say, oh, I did not know that. And so you hear each other and your hearts are open and you have a bigger experience of life. And then you come together with other circles. And this is how the world is healed. For each one must walk into the world of the nitty-gritty of doing things and paying bills and experiencing those who are not in the heart. And you need support. You need to be able to help each other. You need to be able to call and say, I liked you when I met you at the gathering. Will you be willing that we can talk when I need to talk to someone on the phone? Your phone is in your pocket all the time. Don't text. Speak directly. Everyone needs support. Everyone needs to feel that there's someone they can talk to and hear and be listened to. I'm having a hard day today. For you to reach out to someone may be the hardest thing you ever did. But when you do, they will say, thank you for reaching out to me. It touches me. And I love you. And then all the troubles of your day are washed away. For you are not alone. And we are always there too, to listen to you, to give you answers. Your angels are very active. We fixed a problem with all your films, with your photographs, just like that. You called upon us and asked for help, and we helped. Miracle, magic. It is the heart. You have to ask so you can receive. You have to be willing to ask for help. The lone wolf, you carry this beautiful image of the wolf, Kirsten. It is the time of the time of the lone wolf is over. It is in the Hopi prophecy. You are all going down the river together, and it says, see who is with you. You cannot cling to the banks any longer. There is a shift upon this planet, and you must all help each other, and you must all go with the flow of the movement of creation into the new world. You are creating the new world every day, in every moment, with your thoughts, with your feelings, and with your open heart. There's nothing you have to do. You show up in the moment with your heart open. And you learn to love yourself. This is the only discipline that is required to build a new world. And we highly recommend that you create for yourself, if you do not have it, a discipline, a practice. Connect to Mother Earth, connect to Father Sky, connect to the heart, and connect to each other. And each other's heart, and then go in the stillness with the breath and see what comes. If you have a mantra, say your mantra. It will take you out of your mind when your mind gets busy. It can be whatever you like. Remember to eat lots of chocolate. Remember to laugh and smile and play and dance and be in nature and drink water. Bless the water. You do not need to drink cola and sodas and even your coffee and your teas. They have their place, but they cannot replace the water. Your bodies need the water element for flexibility, for fluidity, to nourish the cells. The cells require constant flushing. Treat your bodies as the temples that they are. Healthy food, organic food that you grow in your own garden if you can, or communally with your friends. That's enough, really. We will answer your questions. Do not be shy. Yes, dear.
It's not a question at all, but just want to say thank you, because a few seconds before the message came to create a circle at home. I got that thought too, and just thinking about it would be amazing to try it. And now I feel like I got a little bit courage or strength to try it, to go home. To trust that I can take that feelings with me and be open with all the people who have the problem to feel their own heart, and they are so far away from it, but I will try it right now, so thank you.
Thank you. You are the leaders, the young ones especially. You must initiate and then allow to come to you. You put your intention out and you gather with your friends. That's a good place to start. You don't have to go running around putting posters. We are having a circle yet. You start with home, with yourself, and connect with everyone here through your mind, through your heart. Remember the feeling of being together in safety, because without safety, without being in the body, it will not work. You cannot go into your heart if you cannot be in your body. So you begin with the breath, with Mother Earth, Father Sky, and the heart, and then you connect horizontally, and you can do it. You are all very powerful, very, very, very powerful. When you have been in your heart, you become powerful, and you can remember the feeling of being in your heart, of being vulnerable, and being safe at the same time. And then the ones who gather around you feel that as well. So it is important to be able to share your feelings honestly, person to person. So thank you. And thank you for your beautiful performance.
Together with Corina. Together with Corina. Together with Corina.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes. You work together beautifully.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
For a long time I struggled a lot with the concept God.
With what?
The concept God.
God. God. Yes.
So every time when they say he or father, all my hairs become up. And now I was so touched by your saying that God is the connectiveness between people and that all the connectiveness together is the light God. So I really from my heart want to thank you for that.
It is probably the most misrepresented word upon your planet. If you spell it backwards, it's dog. So everybody is worshipping a backward dog. It is unfortunate that masculine dominant model of divinity is represented by father, because it used to be mother, and it's really neither, it's all.
Yes.
The native way of seeing Spider Woman as the creator, weaving her web, is a beautiful alternative. But in order to communicate through words, sometimes it's simple to just use the word God or goddess. If you want to shake a few people up, then you say goddess, and they say, what are you talking about? So break those rigid boundaries. Play with people, because everyone is stuck in their ideas, in their heads, in their thoughts. So we like to represent truth, and truth is union. It is that interconnectedness of all things. The field, the quantum understandings of modern science have a much better approach and connection to the reality that the indigenous wisdom has been teaching of the interconnectedness of all. When you can consider the matrix of creation in a similar way to the way in which crystals form, where atoms and molecules go into their places within the structure of a framework, and you expand that infinitely, but you are able to access one little cluster here, a million miles away, and you can have that cluster connect with another little cluster 100 million miles in a different direction. They can communicate. If you can imagine the vastness of all that is, the truth is you can't. The mind is not capable of comprehending the truth of all that is. And so we use the word God. Mm-hmm. If you use the word dog, it's the same thing. It's just a word. And words get in the way sometimes. But sometimes they're useful. So you can play with words, play with everything. Play is the most important thing you can do to reawaken the inner child. And most of us humans have forgotten how to play. Yes, sir.
How is it possible that people lost the way to telepathically communicate?
The mind took over. The heart is the galactic center of communication that weaves and connects everything together. And so when the mind came in, it had to structure everything according to a way it could understand. But what is happening is that the mind has brought back the technology in your phone and your computer systems that is reawakening in the physical, three-dimensional world the nature of your natural ability to communicate telepathically. So as you eventually throw away your phone, you won't need it because you'll be able to do everything that the cell phone can do without it. You say, "Computer, Earl Grey tea, please." And you have your Earl Grey tea because you're moving into a new dimension. In the fourth and fifth dimensions, you don't need the phone. And the heart is the communicating medium for everything. We're moving towards that more and more. Yes?
Yeah. And it's funny, we believe all the things of mobile telephone, the techniques. We think that's a technique and that it's scientifical. But the web is already there. But then you, the people say, we don't believe it. But of telephones, they believe it. But when your telepathical web, when you think it is there, and I feel as I was young, it was there. But many people think it is impossible. And between we feel today what is happening between us, but you can do this non-local, at other places.
Yeah.
In my life there happened something you couldn't explain totally, but they make me awake. It happened. And when you are open for it, it will happen.
When you were little, many of you had those experiences of knowing.
Yeah.
You played with the fairies. You were in tune with the, you saw the little ones. And you and your friends just knew. So reconnecting with that innocence of your childhood is important to rekindle within us each that ability to be in harmony and touch with the elemental kingdoms as well and with the star people. We are all of the stars. We are all actually one intergalactic family and have been. Those of us who come to you from the light were sometimes in human form and others not. And many of you will be part of our gathering in the ethereal realms when you have left your bodies. You are eternal, infinite, immortal, and universal. Remember that when things are rough, when you have a challenge, remember the wise saying, "This too shall pass." And that you are infinite.
I have a question.
Yes.
when I look at this gathering, the intention is so pure and the calling is so pure, but why does it have to be so hard to manifest it? Why? I saw it at Rob and Angelique working so hard. I see it at myself, other people I know from this circle, working hard, sometimes passing the boundaries of their physical bodies, their vehicle, to be able to do the work here on Earth. How can we... can we do it in a more harmonious way? Or is this the way it needs to be? Does it need to be hard?
We teach ease and grace. It is the gift of the angelic realm. It is what we teach through the heart thread work, that when you release the patterns that run the show, that have been imprinted by your parents and by the traumas and the abuse and the things that you have experienced that were not part of your original innocence, that you then shed all the layers that keep you from having everything go with ease and grace. So, at the same time, when the tide is strong, but you need to go and get the fish, you have to get your ship through that heavy tide to where the seas are calmer so you can go get your fish. Because the earth and society right now are very dense, it is necessary for you to put that effort in to achieve results so that it will become easier and easier and easier each time. But because you had to initiate something from nothing, it was necessary that you did everything you could. And you did an incredible job. And in fact, the results, the rewards, you know what it's like when you run a hard marathon. And then when you're done, you have this sense of achievement, of success. Ah, I did it. Beyond my understanding, beyond my belief, I still did it. With all the fear, with all the angst, I did it. And now I'm on the other side, and I know I can do it. So you are achieving a miracle. You did something you did not know you could do. And it's wonderful. So there are many layers of answer to your question. It's not just simple, as Robert said. It's complicated. But because of the density, as you were sharing how hard it is to figure out what's right, what's wrong, you know, how to relate to your friends who are activists, and I want to just meditate. So you show up with your heart open, and they give you extra kiwis because they like you. And you find magic everywhere. Because you live in ease and grace, and you live with magic. And you always expect magic. You always see the best instead of the worst. And it opens doorways. And then it doesn't have to be so hard. And the practice of going into the heart, of sitting with Mother Earth, of having a discipline every day, what is what will build your muscle for magic. It builds the ease and the grace. And the next time will be so much easier. And you'll have more people.
That so, is perfect.
I mean,
whatever.
Perfect the way it is.
Whatever. Yeah. But you will have the results but from your efforts. And it can be easier, and it will. And what everyone here has gathered, has gained, in their heart space is intangible, but it is true, it is real. And it will give you, you have already moved into a whole new vibration, everyone here, just by being present with each other. Your whole vibration has been raised. And you could not have anticipated that that would happen, because it's all a mystery, a great mystery. So when you dive into the great mystery, the magic happens, but you cannot anticipate it, you cannot direct it. It has a mind of its own, a heart of its own. Yes?
Question that maybe also relates to this. Well, I think we all know a lot of our ancestors were burned at the stake for witchcraft and magic and showing that and have all the knowledge. And last year around this time, I was somewhere and I had an insight. It was really emotional for me because I was just channeling a lot of knowledge and a lot of things from nature, and I can't reach it now, because but I felt like, oh, this is really who I'm supposed to be and where it comes from, and it's not only for me but for a lot of people this is something that is here, I think. But I can't reach it because there's still a blockage, and I don't know how to get the knowledge and to tap into that magic, because I think there's still a blockage with me, and I suspect with a lot of people, because the hurt and the trauma and anxiety of that if we show it that we get burned or we get, that's what our bloodline knows. Is there something we can do to take down that story and be open to the magic again, or the knowledge, the wisdom from the nature and the plants and stones and
we understand. Do your practice. Mother Earth, Father Sky, heart, connect. You will be protected. You will connect with the angels, with your guides, and you connect and you create that channel of communication. So you always are in your intuition and you always trust, because trust in the guidance that you build up in your practice will strengthen you to recognize that the past is over and in the present you are safe. And that's why community and circle, that's also why the practice of heart thread to release many of those old patterns is important. This one here has memories of the stake, of many experiences of having been in situations that were extremely painful. And sometimes that is part of the path to wisdom. Knowing that you have had that experience and that this lifetime is not that one. And that it is in the past, and it can be released, it can be given to Mother Earth. You can let it go. And it is safe. So creating safety in your life is based on having that trust in your guidance, in your own heart, to connect with your intuition so that you don't go to a dangerous place when you don't feel that. And allowing you to have access to the greater wisdom, and you build it like your exercise in the practice of sitting in the stillness in the heart, in the breath, and in your body. You don't escape, and then you're present and it grows. You let it grow. For this one it took 70 something years. For you, doesn't have to be that long. Yes?
Very practical question. does it matter which practice you practice, and can you swap?
You know the answer.
In need of some confirmation.
You keep swapping until you find the one that you like the best. Like with the stones, yeah. You give away the ones that you're ready to give away, and you keep the ones that shine brighter. But you have to have a practice. And every day is good. Morning and evening, or morning or evening. But whatever. And you track, you write. You write what comes, so you reinforce the messages and your dreams. You pay attention to your dreams. Yes, sir.
Where does the belief come from that sacred stones like the Hunabeds are graves? Grave tombs.
The mind.
Mind. Because what are they used for in the old days when they were built?
They were used as places of power to communicate with other places of power.
Like the pyramids.
Like whatever, there were many. The ancient cultures had a knowledge of the stars. They were used as astronomical, astrological connector points. They were used to anchor the frequencies of the ley lines coming together and creating a power place. Those who went there to do ceremony, like you did, received extra electrical juice. They received wisdom, they received answers. The configurations of the different ones had a different particular flavor, depending on the cultures. They were also a communication device for connecting with extraterrestrial brothers and sisters and guides. And so, gathering at certain ones that had alignments with the rising of stars and the equinoxes was an important way of celebrating the connection with Mother Earth and the nature kingdom. So there are many answers. But essentially the idea of graves and all that is a very much of a modern kind of way of seeing. Like the pyramids were not built to be tombs for kings. They were originally built as initiation chambers and as antennae to communicate with the distant stars, and were all in alignment to hold the planet in a certain balance, in a certain alignment. And today, you are blessed to have many of your star brothers and sisters that are watching over this planet and guiding her in her transition and bringing the energies of this transformation, but also a certain level of protection to make sure that the trigger-happy energies do not trigger something that is irreversible and that will not be tolerated by the higher dimensions. For the animal, this planet is in some ways being very, very closely watched over. And again, you can connect with your star brothers and sisters, for you have all been part of that connection.
Can you tell something about the star people?
In an infinite world, there are infinite universes and infinite beings and infinite experiences and infinite civilizations. And you understand that there are many, many, many star systems out there with planets surrounding them, and that many of those planets are home to various civilizations and kingdoms, natural kingdoms. So the mind, it's a question for the mind. It's a vast, vast, vast experience that is not necessary to try and pin down here. Just know that you are connected and that you have your own connection. Grandmother, do you have anything you would like to share or ask?
Just that I love you so much. And all angels as well.
And you have the same wisdom and access. Absolutely. We are so grateful that you brought these beautiful beings here together. Yes. Thank you for everything that you did to bring this. Are we done?
Done, yes.
Okay, but maybe have one more question, if it's okay. Is there we already talked about the circles, but is there another specific way we people can be of service to help the earth be in a higher vibration? Is there something we need to know that you didn't hear today that we can also do to help?
Show up in the moment with your heart open and practice. And don't forget to breathe. There's a very important other thing to say. There is never a need to rush. Take your time. When you're in your car and you rush, you become out of balance. And you will miss the person that you are going to meet because you were late, who you didn't expect would show up at that moment in time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have recorded this and we will make